KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. Nishna Valley Credit Union's new online banking is going live on August 22nd, and it's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another, and so much more. And the best part is, it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school volleyball around the area last night, it was Arweva beating West Harrison 2-0. Bedford downing Rockport and Villisca both by 2-0 scores. Earlham beat Peyton Sherdan 3-1. IKM Manning topping Arweva 2-1. Maple Valley posting a couple of 2-1 victories over IKM Manning and Ridgeview. Murray beat Central Decatur 3 in a row. Ridgeview beat Arweva 2-0. And Villisca down Rockport, Missouri 2-0 last night. Of the Weekly Associated Press, high school football top 10 polls came out yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, it's Ankeny still on top with Iowa City West, Pleasant Valley, Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Cedar Falls the top five. Urbandale, Muscatine, Dowling Catholic, Iowa City High, and Sioux City East round out the rest of the top 10. In Class 3A, Decorah remains number one with Bishop Heelan Catholic 2 and Norwalk at number 3. Grinnell moves up a spot to number 4. ADM is up 2 places to number 5. Harlan stays put at number 6. Boone is 7th. Creston is up a notch to number 8. Lewis Central drops 5 places to number 9, while Williamsburg is in at number 10 this week. In Class 2A, Boyden Hall Rock Valley remains top-rated with Mediapolis, West Marshall, and Kemper Catholic the top 4. Spirit Lake, New Hampton, Waukon, Union, Bondurant, Farrar, and Dyersville Beckman round out the top 10. In Class 1A this week, Iowa City Regina remains on top with Fort Dodge St. Edmund number 2, Pella Christian, Dyke, New Hartford, and South Winnesheek are the top 5. Emmitsburg, Applington, Parkersburg, IKM Manning, St. Albert, and St. Ansgar round out this week's top 10. In Class A, Wapsie Valley remains number 1 with Woodward Granger, Lawton Bronson, Akron Westfield, and West Hancock the top 5. Pekin, West Lyon, North Tama, Logan Magnolia, and Mason City Newman finish off this week's top 10. A lot of shuffling in the 8-man class this week. In fact, no one is in the same position they were the week before. New Old Fonda is the new number 1. They're up 2 spots this week, with Murray up 2 places to number 2. Fremont Mills drops a place to number 3, while Don Bosco of Gilbertville is up a spot to number 4. Exira EHK is in at number 5 this week. That's up 1 place. Sydney moves 4 places forward to number 6. Melcher Dallas is up a spot to number 7. Adair Casey drops from 1st to 8th in this week's poll, while MMC and HLV are 9 and 10. Both are new in the poll this week. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones take a 3-0 record into their Big 12 opener at home Saturday night against Texas Tech. The Cyclones have not played since a September 15th victory over Western Illinois.
Knowing that you can't pick when your open date is, we believe the open date came at a great time for us at the midpoint of the football year, certainly not the season. We think we got rested. We think we got even healthier than we were going into it. And we do think we improved as a football team.
That's Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes. Texas Tech is also 3-0, and Rhodes says the Red Raiders feature an improved defense.
They're fundamentally sound. They're great technicians. They don't take a lot of risk. And with that and good players, you're going to play good defense, and that's what they're doing right now.
Well, Cyclones were 3-0 a year ago and lost their first 4 Big 12 games. Rhodes believed the Cyclones has the potential to post a winning record in conference play.
We've had 3 straight years of winning 3 Big 12 games with an 8th best finish in the Big 12. We want to accomplish more than that, but it doesn't come by looking at all 9 games. It doesn't come by even just looking at Texas Tech. It comes about worrying about Tuesday next. That's what we got to worry about. We got to focus on Tuesday. We got to focus on that preparation, that improvement, and take it day by day. If we do that, yeah, I think we are capable of winning 5 or more.
That's why the home games are so important. Now, Rhodes would like to see the running game improve. The Cyclones are averaging 175 yards on the ground per game this season. Well, BCS conference officials have identified candidate cities to host the first championship game in college football's new postseason system, and the four current BCS bowls will be among the choices. The Fiesta, Rose, Orange, and Sugar Bowls are about to enter an exclusive negotiating period. BCS Executive Director Bill Hancock said Monday in a statement that the commissioners will begin talking to organizers from those games immediately about the possibility of hosting the first national championship game to be played under the newly developed four-team playoff system on January 15th. Of 2015. Hancock did not identify other cities, but ESPN.com reported earlier Monday that the Georgia Dome in Atlanta and Dallas Cowboys Stadium would also be considered. Well, nobody misses the NFL's regular officials more right now than the Green Bay Packers and their fans. The Seattle Seahawks pulled out a 14-12 win over the Packers on Russell Wilson's disputed 24-yard touchdown pass to Golden Tate on the game's final play. Tate appeared to push off on the play in the end zone, and Green Bay's MD Jennings got both hands on the ball, but Tate wrestled Jennings for possession before one of the officials signaled a touchdown while another waved his hands. After a lengthy review, referee Wayne Elliott announced the ruling on the field stands. Wilson had been just 9 of 20 for 106 yards before hitting Tate for the last second touchdown. The two also connected on a 41-yard scoring strike in the second quarter. Aaron Rodgers completed 26 of his 39 passes for 223 yards, no touchdowns or interceptions. Rodgers failed to engineer a scoring drive until Cedric Benson scored on a 1-yard run to put the Packers up 12-7 with 8:44 left. The Seahawks are 2-1 following their second straight win. The 1-2 Packers already have one more loss than they had the entire 2011 regular season. Well, the New York Jets likely will spend the rest of the season without one of the NFL's top defensive players. All-pro cornerback Darrelle Revis will need surgery after tearing the ACL in his left knee during Sunday's 23-20 overtime win at Miami. He fell awkwardly and grabbed at his knee even before he hit the ground. Coach Rex Ryan calls it a horrible thing, but won't definitely rule Revis out for the season. Tampa Bay defensive end Adrian Claiborne will miss the rest of the season because of a right knee injury that will require surgery. Claiborne was injured during the second half of Sunday's 16-10 loss to the Dallas Cowboys. Reggie Bush says he's received great news about his left knee, which he injured in Sunday's loss to the Jets. Tests performed on Bush's left knee on Monday showed no serious injury, meaning the Dolphins may have their top offensive player available this weekend when they travel to face undefeated Arizona. Oakland receiver Darius Heyward-Bey has been released from the hospital after being knocked out by a helmet-to-helmet hit during Sunday's win over visiting Pittsburgh. The replacement officials did not call a penalty on the play. The team says he has a concussion and neck strain and is expected to make a full recovery. Denver Broncos head coach John Fox has been fined $30,000 and defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio has been docked $25,000 for verbal abuse of the replacement officials during last Monday night's loss in Atlanta. NFL executive vice president of football operations Ray Anderson says he's reviewing incidents from Sunday night's New England-Baltimore game involving Patriots coach Bill Belichick and the Ravens' John Harbaugh. Atlanta Falcons defensive end John Abraham has been arrested on two misdemeanor obstruction charges and remained in custody on Monday night. A local TV station reports Abraham allegedly entered a taped-off area where a woman was threatening to jump off a building. Abraham was arrested for refusing to leave that area. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the New York Yankees were able to add a half game to their lead in the American League East by winning at Minnesota on Monday, while the Baltimore Orioles were settling for a doubleheader split to the last-place Blue Jays. Andy Pettitte allowed seven hits in six shutout innings as the Yankees downed the Twins 6-3 to move a game and a half ahead of the Orioles. The Orioles took game one of their twin bill 4-1 before the Blue Jays came back to beat the Birds in the nightcap 9-5. Chicago still tops the AL Central by a game over Detroit after both teams won Monday. Adam Dunn's second homer of the night was a go-ahead three-run blast with two outs in the eighth inning in the White Sox 5-4 comeback win against Cleveland. In Detroit, Justin Verlander improved to 16-8, allowing two runs and nine hits over eight innings in the Tigers' 6-2 win over Kansas City. It's now a 5-game lead for Texas in the AL West after the Rangers rallied to beat second place Oakland 5-4. Josh Hamilton smacked his 43rd homer of the year after missing the previous 5 games. Hamilton was diagnosed Monday with a cornea problem caused by caffeine that he described as a sugar high times 10. That outcome allows the Angels to climb within 2 games of Baltimore and Oakland for one of the 2 wild card berths. Washington's magic number to clinch the National League East is down to 5 after the Nats clobbered Milwaukee 12-2. The Nats improved to a majors best 93-60 and increased their division lead over Atlanta to 5 games with 9 to play. The Braves had the day off. Also in the National League, the Cardinals knocked off Houston 6-1 to move 3.5 games ahead of Milwaukee and Los Angeles for the second National League wild card berth. Pete Cosma hit a 2-run homer, Yadier Molina added a solo shot, and Matt Holliday drove in a pair for the Cardinals. Lance Lynn allowed a run and 5 hits, striking out 9-7 innings to improve to 17-7. Colorado's 9-game skid is over after a 4-2 win against Arizona, and also an Ike Davis 3-run homer and 2-run shot helped the Mets beat Pittsburgh 6-2. A face-to-face meeting between top officials from the National Hockey League and the NHL Players Association wasn't enough to break their labor stalemate. The sides spent almost 5 hours together Monday going over accounting for last season, but didn't emerge with any plan to resume negotiations on a new collective bargaining agreement to end the lockout. According to representatives from each group, the topic wasn't even raised. 9 days into that lockout, negotiations remain on hold with owners and players entrenched in their positions. Seattle hasn't had a National Hockey League team since 1924, but the city is very interested in one now. Edmonton Oilers officials are in Seattle for meetings about a possible relocation to the Emerald City. The Oilers said in a statement that while they hope to reach a deal with Edmonton on a new arena, the team is also listening to proposals from a number of potential NHL markets. The Seattle City Council approved hedge fund manager Chris Hansen's plan for a $490 million arena Monday that both sides hope will host an NBA and an NHL team in the future. The Oilers and the city of Edmonton had agreed on plans for a proposed $475 million arena that would begin construction early next year. Those plans were thrown into doubt when the team told the Edmonton City Council it wanted millions of dollars in new concessions from taxpayers. And in racing news, Kurt Busch is ready for yet another new ride. Furniture Row Racing hired the 2004 NASCAR champion to drive for the Colorado-based team in 2013. Busch will replace Reagan Smith in the number 78 Chevrolet. Busch split with Penske Racing at the end of last season because of his many off-track incidents. He spent this season driving for Phoenix Racing in the Sprint Cup Series. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.